This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, it's time.
Four separate phone calls to three different countries, two web forms, and I was all out of ideas for how to get in touch with Dog Time.
It's our favourite website, dogtime.com. We've been doing Dog Time updates for about a year now.
Yep.
Reading the best bits of the website, dogtime.com.
And we felt it only appropriate to see if we could get an article published. We had one written, and I just could not get into contact with anyone from there.
You, Hopeland, gave us the topic.
Yep.
The suggestions for the dogs within that topic. What was it? Six dogs that should have got an Academy Award.
That's right. And we had a list. Now, I eventually resorted to leaving a comment on an Instagram post and then sending them a direct message,
mm-hmm.
to which I got a scene notification. Later that day, I received this email, and I read it. I'm the head editor of Dog Time. Our social media manager passed along your messages from Instagram. We do occasionally consider outside pictures for content, but I'm not really sure what you're hoping for. If you can provide me more details you have in mind, I'd be happy to hear you out. So I responded. Very excitedly.
Yes.
To which he responded yet again. I am pleased to hear you have so much enjoyment for our content and your fans do too. As for your pitch, I'll approve the idea if you write the article. It's too bad you've just missed the Academy Award buzz for this year, but it's still a good idea and it sounds fun. Also, just to be upfront, we cannot pay you for your content.
Oh, come on. We don't need to be paid. This is a privilege.
That's exactly how I responded.
So, Duncan wrote the article. I edited the article. Then Ali edited the article. Then our online journalist, Claire Bruce, edited the article.
We pulled together an article that we sent off to the head editor of Dog Time. And he said, I've reviewed the article and I'm willing to publish it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go right now to dogtime.com.
That's right.
The feature article is written by your boy, Sam and Duncan.
Yes! We are the lead story.
The lead story this morning on Dog Time.
Oh, dogtime.com. Six dogs that deserve Academy Awards. The actual title of the article is Six Dog Academy Awards That Should Exist and the Pups Who Should Win.
Yeah. You open the article and there's only five dogs, but look, it's dogtime.com.
Six dogs, there's only five in the articles. You know why? Because you could probably come up with another one.
Yeah, yeah. Go there. Well, actually, like, genuinely, we would love for you to go there right now and kind of boost the traffic so that they can see that we've done this. Maybe they'll give us an opportunity to write more articles.
That's right.
But, ladies and gentlemen, with this, we bid Dog Time updates farewell. We kind of felt like this is a good fitting end to the segment. We've loved doing it for the last year.
Oh, it's been breathtaking
so
to be
good.
A part of this journey.
But can you, Duncan, just read some of our article?
Yes, absolutely. The dust has settled on the film industry awards season, and yet there has been yet another miscarriage of justice. Another year has passed, and still no pooches are getting the attention they deserve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I suggest some of the awards. The Lifetime Achievement Dog Award goes to Toto from The Wizard of Oz. Or perhaps you'd want to read about the retrospective 90s iconic dog award that goes to Buddy from Air Bud.
Yeah. Yep. The Larger Than Life Dog Award goes to Beethoven from Beethoven, the franchise.
That's right.
And the Best Animated Dog Award goes to Doug from Up. Look, we are so proud of this article, and you should be too, Hopeland, because you made this happen. You gave us the topic and the dogs. Read it right now. Feature article, dogtime.com. And to Dog Time, we say farewell and thank you for the lols.
Oh, I'm putting this straight on my LinkedIn profile.
This is Sam and Duncan for breakfast.
And what's your favourite thing that we do on The Breakfast Show?
Oh. That's my favourite part too.
Exactly.
On Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.